This is St. Louis Public Radio. In less than a decade, St. Louis's Yvonne Assay has gone from college freshman to celebrated performance and video artist. Assay was born in Germany and raised in Ghana. A member of the Ashanti tribe, she came to St. Louis in 2009 to attend Webster University. Recently, an organization called Critical Mass for the Visual Arts gave her a Creative Stimulus Award, and earlier this year, she won the local Visionary Award for Emerging Artist. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talked with Assay about her work, much of which explores the meaning of clothing. Assay says her experience as a newcomer to the United States inspired her work.
One of the things I noticed was that in the American culture, identity is very much rooted in your physicality. Are you fat? Are you skinny? Are you black? Are you white? Are you, you know, in this type of clothing, or are you not? So for me, it was really about the things that we put on our bodies being identifiers of who we are.
So you have a body of work called Africa Clothe Me Bare, in which you wrap and then later unwrap depictions of the female nude body. And some of this has taken place in St. Louis. Tell me what that's about.
So Africa Clothe Me Bare started when I was studying abroad in Geneva, I believe. And I saw this sculpture called Jeanette. It was just a nude female, probably in her teens, if not younger. I had a bag full of knockoff West African clothing that I carry around, and I just packed up my bags and put my camera on and just started to wrap her. And
so your camera was documenting you doing this?
Yes, and after a couple of hours, I unwrapped her back. And then I just started to think about what that meant for me and why I decided to do that. I think that the work talks about deeper issues than just physical nudity and physical nakedness. I mean, some of the comments I've heard is that when from passerbys is when I wrap the sculpture and I unwrap it, it looks more naked than it was before. Hmm. So I I'm interested in that kind of push and pull of what we legitimize as a society and what we don't, and who has the right to have authorship of a body and who doesn't.
Tell me about enlisting the help and the collaboration of others, and give me an example of a piece in which you ask others to participate.
Okay, I can talk about Carrie Lode. So Carrie Lode was a performance work where I designed a group of head wraps, and each head wrap had a word on it. Your head wrap could have how, or your head wrap could have why, or your head wrap could be a question mark. And with the head wrap, you have a sheet of paper that has about five things that you have to do when you get into the performance room. So if you had dance and I had white, and we don't know each other, through the performance, you have to find me and dance with me for 3 minutes. And while we're doing it, someone called you has also been told to mimic dance. So as we're dancing, you is also dancing alongside with us. And probably someone called Privilege has also been told to point at you. And while Privilege is doing that, another word has been told to shout at Privilege. So the room is this kind of unexpected, active, interactive performance.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talking with artist Yvonne Assay.